Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Team Ace, Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Adam Finnegan here with you. Before we get to our guest on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, we have some Titans breaking news to share. According to Adam Schefter, the Tennessee Titans have signed offensive tackle Dan Moore Jr. to a four-year, $82 million contract, including $50 million guaranteed. Dan Moore Jr., most recently of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's 26 years old, I believe, is a left tackle. So what could that mean for J.C. Latham?
He is listed as, I'm looking at his Pro Football Reference page, left tackle, tackle, offensive tackle. I don't know what that means. So I don't know if they envision him as the left tackle or the right tackle. These will be questions that we have. And then the ultimate question is, if he's that good, why would the Steelers allow him to go to free agency? But he can't be worse than the right tackles that they've had. The question is return on the investment, right? That's going to be the key.
Absolutely not. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Philip Hutchison, the athletic director at Lipscomb. Lipscomb coming off a 76-65 win against North Alabama in the A-Sun championship game. Lipscomb heading to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018. Philip, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thanks so much. Super to be with you guys, and great day to be a Bison.
So let's start there. Just what it means to be back in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years. Where have you seen this program grow since the last time it went to the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, like so many programs now, you kind of have your ups and downs a little bit. You'll have a good year. And, you know, the last time we went, we had a really veteran group with Gerson Matthews, Eli Pepper, Rob Marbury, a bunch of other guys. You know, they graduated, and we lost in that graduating class 7,700 points in 1 year. And so, you know, you turn around, and then you're trying to rebuild. And of course, since then, we've had the transfer portal and NIL and the rest, and that makes things a little different than they were. Even in 2018-19, you can get veteran players, build your team a little quicker. You can keep your team a little older if that's what you choose to do. And so it's been a lot of change even since then, but here we are, and again, we have a veteran team with a bunch of, you know, some young guys, but mostly a bunch of fifth-year guys that have played a lot of games, a lot of experience, have developed, as Coach Acuff would call it, a strong chin, and have seen us kind of like everybody else go a little bit up and down, but this is our third year to have 20 wins in a season, and we have a veteran team, and so it was a great culmination for these guys of you know, several years of hard work.
Philip, it was a full circle moment for the program yesterday. Not that I need to remind you, and I'm sorry for bringing this back up, although you probably feel better about it today than you did yesterday. Lipscomb's A-Sun tournament run came to an end last season against North Alabama on a spectacular buzzer beater.
Yeah.
To have that full circle moment, defeating North Alabama for the A-Sun championship, how much did that loss at the end of last season serve as motivation for your program throughout this season?
Well, it was certainly a tough one of the toughest, really. And so, you know, I don't know that our guys needed extra motivation, but certainly it was some level of motivation. And I just think especially for the veteran guys, as soon as that season was over, they knew we had a special group. We had a lot of talent. We, you know, felt like it just ended too soon. And And so they were immediately ready to, you know, come back and try again. And honestly, I really didn't think much about it, though, yesterday. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. North Alabama's been really good all year. We've been the top two teams in the conference, you know, since about the middle of the conference on. And it was a 1-2 matchup. So I'm not sure it was so much yesterday thinking about that ending the year before as much as, like, this is a really good team we've got to compete against. But certainly when it ended last year, our guys, you know, just felt, man, the ride ended way too soon and unfinished business, and that was a great motivation.
We're talking to Philip Hutchison, athletic director for Lipscomb. They are going to the big dance. They won it yesterday on their home court at Allen Arena. And, Philip, that was one thing that I was thinking about as you guys, especially in the semifinal, had to come from behind. But being able to play on your home court, that's a dilemma, I'm sure, for a lot of leagues, whether to have a neutral site or give home court advantage. I'm sure you probably were pretty happy that you had home court advantage for your group.
Yeah, it was tremendous. I love the home court format. I think it rewards the teams that have had a, you know, worked hard all season to earn that right. And it's a great way typically for your fans to kind of, even when you lose, I mean, we lost the year before, but it was exciting. I mean, it kind of leaves your fans with a sense of unfinished business and ready to come back the next year when that happens. And certainly, Joe Anderson said it after the game against Queens in the semifinals. You know, we had to go to overtime to beat Queens in the semis, and we were down 10 points with like 7 to go or something like that. And really our students were the ones who, they got up and stayed up. They were up almost the whole game, but then they started kind of waving it at the season ticket holders, some others, like, y'all get up too. And like the whole arena was up for the last, you know, 8 minutes of regulation and the whole overtime. And then yesterday, of course, North Alabama brought a fantastic crowd, ton of students. You know, one student's equal to about three other fans, really, in terms of volume. And so they brought a great crowd, and it challenged our crowd. And so it was a great environment. But the home court, you know, I'm not sure we win, but boy, it would have sure been a lot tougher without being on home court.
But it certainly makes for a great environment for sure. When you watch it on TV, you can just really feel it. It just looks, to me, it just looks so much better, feels so much better than an arena that may or may not be full on a neutral court, or if certain teams get knocked out, maybe the crowd is really not what it should be for a championship game.
Yeah, the energy was just off the charts, and I've said this before too. I mean, I've been in both situations, playing basketball and being in the position I'm in now, where we've been the home court. You know, we've had home court and we've loved that, but we've also been the team that was visiting. But I just tell people, I said, look, I can just tell you, like, as a player, sometimes there's nothing better than walking into the opposing arena and everybody's booing you and it's loud and they're getting after you and you're like, hey, I'm here for this, you know, and you're just ready, you know, you're ready. And so I thought even the North Alabama players yesterday, I mean, I know they're bitterly disappointed at losing. They had a great team, would have been a great representative for us, but even so, they're, you know, they had to leave with great memories of just an electric environment. And as a player, that's all you could ask for.
I want to ask you about your coach, Lenny Acuff, because he's been there for a while now, and he's steadily improved. There was maybe some transition there where, of course, the game and the way you build your roster has changed, as you know, with the COVID and then all of the rules that we know very well now, NIL transfers. But you seem to really like what he's been about from the start, and now you're really seeing the fruits of the consistency of having him be there.
Yeah, I just think it's so important to be able to define who you are, what you're about, what your program's about. And, you know, Lenny was that was all evident from, you know, all the years he was at Alabama Huntsville and even before that. I mean, he's known all over the country among coaching circles as an offensive guru, but really just a great basketball guy, just a guy who loves basketball, knows the game, knows people, continues to learn, you know, student, that sort of thing. And I thought too, it was so telling when he was, when we were talking about him coming here, how many of his former players stayed in touch with him. Because, you know, if you don't like the guy, I mean, you never have to talk to him again once your career's over. But to have so many of his former players who stayed in touch, who followed him, who would come to his games, who would call on his behalf. I mean, he had a 20-year, I guess they celebrated like his 20 years at Huntsville or something while he was coaching there. And somebody told me he had like 80 players that came back for that. And that just, to me, that said everything about him as a person. And I thought that was a great fit for Lipscomb. And then, you know, obviously the basketball part, he knows that. And again, the year we went to the NIT finals, lost to Texas, he came in, he came in right after that. I mean, and we, he coached that first year when we lost all those guys. We went to the finals against Liberty, lost to a great Liberty team in the finals at Liberty. 3 days later, COVID shut us down. I mean, it was, you know, it was 2 days from today, 5 years ago. Wow. And shut us down. And then, you know, all the chaos that ensued. And so then to your point, we've had a lot of changes in the way you build rosters and all. But, you know, again, I think he's done a great job. And we know who we are. He has a good sense of what we need to do to, be good on a consistent basis. And we're seeing the fruit of it, I hope.
We're talking to Athletic Director Philip Hutchinson over at Lipscomb. They're going to the big dance. And for those that maybe haven't followed closely, they're not going to be a 15 or 16 seed. They're a top 100 team. They're number 80 in the KenPom right now. They've won 11 out of their last 12. And Philip, let's ask you about your observation as Lipscomb's tried to figure out how to evolve with the NIL and the transfers. Because one thing I noticed about your roster, there's plenty of transfers in there, but the nucleus of your team has been there for 2 or 3 years. And mm-hmm. So you guys haven't had to turn everybody over for, everybody would look at Vanderbilt's team and the situation they were in. They've got a brand new team and somehow it's worked. And you can do that mm-hmm. in college basketball now, but it may not be ideal.
Yeah, Mark's done a great job over there. They've had a fantastic year, and I'm sure they'll move on into the NCAA tournament and, see what the seed is after their tournament. But they've had a fantastic year, and there's different ways to do it for sure. To your point, we were able to keep some of our key guys around for multiple years, and I think that's what makes this a dangerous team. Honestly, they played together. They don't get panicky. They have had tough losses and tough wins, but then we went out and found some really, really good guys to come in and be a part of it as well. I mean, Giassi Powell had a great game yesterday. He's a fifth year from Jacksonville. We'd played against him and we knew he's a good player, but man, he's like a 10x kind of guy compared to even a player. He's just been a great fit for our team and excellent player and great chemistry. And then Charlie Williams came in and Kellen Boylan and Miles White. I mean, we've added several guys. I'm probably skipping somebody inadvertently, but we've added some really good pieces to it. And so, again, after this year, I mean, we're going to lose some guys to graduation, what have you. We'll bring in a couple of high school guys. I think Lenny thinks that's still important. And we've got some really good high school players coming in, but we'll have to, we'll have to also find some transfers. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about, hopefully doing a really good job of knowing who we are and what type of player we need and what kind of system we run. I think it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can be offensive minded, you can be defensive minded, you can rely on physicality, you can rely on, whatever else, skill or what have you. But I think you need to be able, especially now, as soon as the transfer portal's opened, you've got to really quickly be able to identify, okay, what kind of player is that? What do they do? Do they fit us? Do they not fit us? It's fine that they don't. They probably fit somewhere, but it can be tough if you get, as I call it, you get a good piece of the puzzle, but they're in the wrong place, and all you do is end up, kind of messing up the piece of the puzzle or the puzzle itself, So you've just got to be able to identify who fits where, and that's just part of it now.
For people that may not be familiar with Philip, he was a great player at Lipscomb in the NAIA era back in the 80s national championship. Philip scored over 4,000 points. That's still mind-boggling to me. But Philip, as a basketball fan, mm-hmm. one of the things that I'm noticing, I just am enjoying watching any college basketball game now. I just feel like the product has really come into a really good spot. Whereas, mm-hmm. I think you would agree a few years ago, a lot of stagnant games. Maybe the defenses were a little better than the offenses. Teams weren't able to get quality shots in the 30-second shot clock. There's always some flaws in the game, but I feel like the product is really good right now.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, one thing that's happened too, especially on the maybe the highest levels, is you had a lot more people who were saying, well, I'm going to, you know, move on to the pros or overseas or, you know, overtime elite or whatever. I mean, there are all sorts of options. They were G League, you know, whatever they thought they were moving on to. And now with NIL, not so much at our level, but certainly at the P4 level, I mean, Power 4 level, you have guys who are staying around longer.
Yeah, older teams, more experience.
Yeah, frankly, it's better. You know, it's better for them. And so I think then that just kind of transfers all the way down. I mean, I think you just see, you know, more experience. You've got, you know, the game's just gotten better and better. And it'll have ebbs and flows too. I mean, the rules have something to do with it. And, you know, one group of teams will be successful one way and some others will pick it up, that sort of thing. But I do think it's great right now. And again, back to what we were talking about earlier, I think with the ability for players to move around a little bit more, it makes it harder on the fans. I think it's harder for the fans to know, like, you know, what's this guy's story? Why should I care? Why should I cheer for him, et cetera? But from a skill level, talent level, you know, fit, I said this to somebody the other day. I said, look, you know, one thing people always bemoan, like, oh, you're going to lose this guy in the portal and, you know, he's going to go somewhere. And, you know, that is tough sometimes. But the flip side of it is it used to be that you had guys that were not a good fit for your team. They, you know, either didn't pan out, you know, they wanted a different role than they had, whatever. And they were not very happy and you know, they weren't going to get to play, et cetera. And it's tough on your team because, you know, if you're, you know, honoring your commitment, you say, well, we're going to keep you as long as you kind of do what we ask you to do. And they, you know, they're kind of stuck because they have to sit out a year or whatever. Now, to me, it really allows teams to kind of try to be a little, hone in a little bit more on who we are, what we're doing. And it allows players to kind of go to places they think they need to go. Now, I don't like that all the time, but I think there's been some benefit too that people don't really see in terms of, you know, finding better fits for players sometimes. We haven't had a lot of turnover, and I hope we don't. I think we do a good job on the front end of finding players. But I do think overall, to your point about the game, I think that's helped some too.
Philip Hutchison, Lipscomb Athletic Director, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Philip, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations to your program. We will be watching Selection Sunday. Can't wait to see where Lipscomb ends up.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, big party on the campus, I assume, Hutch?
Yeah, Allen Arena. Selection shows at 5 p.m. on CBS, and we'll be here at 4:30 with the doors open. Hope a lot of people come by. Everybody's welcome, and join us to find out where we go.
Okay, I want to see you in the front shot, right? I mean, you got to be – you're not going to hog the camera, but I feel like you need to get some camera time, and we want to see the big reaction jumping up off the seat.
Well, I'm not that kind of guy, but I'll be there. I'll be there somewhere. Okay. I promise you that.
Philip Hutchison, Lipscomb Athletic Director, joining us again. Thank you so much for your time, Philip, and congratulations to you and your program.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Of course. 615-737.
Isn't that the fun moment where you see your name on there and they go to the screen and everybody, let's go.
And then there are the teams that they just, you know, they have a polite round of applause. Like, yeah,
we're here every year. Yeah. Kind of thing, you know? But it's not, it's that for programs like Lipscomb, like, it is such a great moment. That's going to be the moment.
Absolutely. 615-737-1025. The Titans have made a major signing. We'll have a bit of a shift change here. Willie Donick must depart with the Nashville Predators. They're off to sunny California. I feel bad for you, Willie. Enjoy your week in California. Jake Lyman.
The weather is not supposed to be that great, unfortunately.
Well, good.
Boo-hoo.
Jake Lyman will join us for the rest of the program. Coming up next, Willie Donick, Adam Vingan, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.